Back out at the 2025 Illinois State Fair, Chad Baker for WITY Radio, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And if the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios sounds like it's a little quiet now, and it sounds like we're whispering, it's because we are. We are in a sensory pod inside the sensory room, which is a great addition that they added a couple of years ago to the Illinois State Fair. We've talked about it with Becky Clark, State Fair Manager. I've got Amanda Simhauser with the Division of Specialized Care for Children, who is helping volunteer this week at the Sensory Station. Amanda, how are we doing?
I'm doing great.
As a father of a special needs child who needs that calm down space and that quiet time, my ears perked whenever I heard that this was an addition to the fair, and I'm sure a lot of families out there in a similar situation have been taking advantage of it. We look outside the pod there, and we see families all over the place, and these were moments that they weren't able to probably enjoy very much before with as loud as the fair can get. So tell us a little bit about, A, what you do with your organization and what that organization's about.
Sure. So the Division of Specialized Care for Children, or our acronym is DSCC, so a lot of people know us by DSCC because our full name is a mouthful. We are a statewide program that provides care coordination services for children and youth with special health care needs. And when you hear the word care coordination, you think, what is that? Well, I liken it to that we provide a helping hand to families that helps guide them through their journey with their child's medical condition. And we serve a range of disabilities and health conditions in our program, everything from hearing impairments, heart conditions, neurological conditions, orthopedic impairments, and we are here to help connect them to the services and resources that they need to help their child reach their full potential. And so as part of that, obviously, we have a lot of participants in our program who have sensory needs. We do have some children in our program who have autism or just might, you know, process sight sounds a little bit different than others. And so when we found out that the fair was offering the sensory station space back in 2023, we reached out to Rebecca Clark, the fair manager, to say, hey, next summer, can we help be a part of that? So starting last year, we had a team of people for the first 4 days of the fair. We're out here helping staff the sensory station, and we're back this year, and we've been sharing information with our participants about the sensory station, and we've gotten wonderful feedback. They really appreciate that the fair has this space. We've heard from several families who said we never made it out to the fair before because we didn't know if they'd be able to accommodate our needs. And so we just hear that feedback a lot from families that it's so important to be able to participate in events in your community and to find activities and events that are inclusive. And so when we find out about it, we try to promote that for our families. And we had this opportunity where we were already doing outreach at the state fair, and we just thought this would be a perfect opportunity to help support what the fair's doing with their sensory-friendly initiatives.
I agree. Let's talk a little bit about what that volunteerism looks like here with the fair, the different stations, what all you guys are helping do. Obviously, create a calm environment is first and foremost with everything, but there's different stations here. What do we have?
Absolutely. So when you walk in, you'll notice that it's air conditioned and it's very bright and cheery, but also we try to keep it very quiet. We do, when you first walk in, you'll see we have a coloring station, and then there is a twinkle tunnel that kids can go through. You'll notice on the walls there are different little, I guess I'll call them installations, but little things that they can like move beads around or use magnets to manipulate different things. There is a soft foam pit that they can go in, climb around. There is a focus course that has different kind of hopscotch pads or different prompts for them to kind of like get some energy out, some tactile things that you can feel. In the back, there is a story time corner, and it has a stuffed animal petting zoo that kids can like pet the animals. There are some agriculture videos that play on a loop, and then every day from 2 to 3, volunteers from Lincoln Library and the Dolly Parton Imagination Library are doing a story time for families. So that's been a new addition this year that's been really great. And then we also have, you mentioned at the start of the interview, we're in a calming pod. And so there are 6 rooms in the sensory station that are calming pods where you can close the door, mark that it's in use. There are some sound machines in here if you kind of need to drown out some noise. There are sensory swings that you can use to kind of decompress, some foam blocks, beanbag chairs, some little fidgets, just anything to kind of help if you need to kind of regulate or just sort of decompress. Because the fair can be, you know, overwhelming with all the sights and sounds. So these calming pods are here. Families can check them out. You can also check out a sensory bag. So we just ask that you hand in your ID, and then you can check out this bag, and it has noise-canceling headphones, sunglasses, a fan, some different little fidgets, just to kind of help make the fair a little bit more comfortable when you're going out in some of those noisier areas. And so we just ask that people bring those back. The sensory station's open from 10 to 7 every day of the fair, so just return those sensory bags by 7, because then the building closes. So
you don't want to go home without your ID.
Exactly.
Very good. So, I mean, there again, it's nice and calming. I'm sure you have folks from all ages, though, taking advantage of it. I think a lot of folks probably think of little ones that may have a little control, but there's adults where, you know, they just need to kind of get away from it all, because you're right, the fair is overwhelming. There's so many items here, so many nooks and crannies, and it never hurts to have a nice, cool indoor place to go to during August.
Definitely. You hit the nail on the head. This really is for all ages. There's no limit. You know, we have had young children all the way up to, you know, teenagers who've just needed a place, even, you know, adults. And it's really a welcoming space for everyone. And we do, you know, as long as you're quiet and respectful, you're welcome to come kind of check it out, see what it's about. But we just really want to make sure it's available and, you know, staying calm and quiet for the people who could really use it. And yeah, it's open for anyone. And that's why we love to support it.
Centrally located too, which makes it nice to find. For folks who want to find out more about your organization, though, and maybe do a little deeper dive, what's the best way out of doing that?
Yes, I would direct people to our website. It's dscc.uic.edu, and we have a really robust resource directory on there that we have available for anybody in the state. Everything from emergency planning for an individual with disabilities to respite opportunities, funding opportunities, grant opportunities, education resources, things to help with your IEP planning. We do a big part of our care coordination is helping families prepare for the transition to adulthood. So we have a whole section of our website dedicated to transition, and it has our transition toolkit, which includes checklists, tip sheets for all the different facets you need to think of for when your child or young adult with disabilities is moving to adult providers, or maybe wanting to go to college, live on their own, or even, you know, maybe if those aren't options, you know, kind of what assisted living or things like that are available. We do promote a lot of events happening statewide, because we do get a lot of feedback from families that they want to know about sensory-friendly activities or like webinars, resource fairs happening in their communities. So we have an events section of our website where we try to make sure that we're covering all parts of the state. So really there's something for everyone. And then we obviously have a lot of information about our different programs. One of our programs is open for individuals with certain health conditions from birth to age 21, and you can go on our website and see what conditions are eligible for our program. And then we also have another part of our program that we help provide nursing for individuals who are medically fragile or technology dependent. And that part of our program, if you're enrolled before age 21, you can stay with that program for life. So we serve a range of ages. And as I said, we're statewide, dscc.uic.edu. And our 800 number is 800-322-3722.
Sounds like a great resource, especially with school starting back up. You know, you hear IEP, you hear, you know, some of the folks that are talking about some of these things. And even if you're not necessarily diagnosed with something, or your loved one isn't diagnosed with something, it's always great to have those resources available to at least kind of start that trek to see whether or not that can have a little bit more calm life around you.
Yeah, and you know, and that's one of the pillars of our mission is that we're not only here to be a resource for the children and their families enrolled in our programs, but we're here to be a resource for any individual or family in Illinois who has someone in their life with a health condition or disability. So even if you're not enrolled in our programs or maybe your child is not eligible, we still have a wealth of information, and we are here to help, you know, look at ways that we can help improve systems of care for everyone.
Absolutely. Anytime you can give back and get folks on the right direction, that helps them, and that helps you guys too. You know, Amanda Simhauser, thanks for spending some time with us. Come out and see her and her crew out here at the Sensory Station at the Illinois State Fair. Remember, they are volunteering here, so you can learn a lot about the Sensory Station, but then also her organizations just by asking. And enjoy your week, stay cool, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Got more reports coming up here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.